I'll leave here today because I'm not coming back today. Okay. Based on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Yud Ches Nissen, Tuesday the 10th of April, Rabbi Shlomo Feshwater, Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach.
Imagine most of us have already davened Shacharis this morning. Even those who didn't, they definitely davened yesterday. So we all said today and yesterday, and the rest of Chol HaMoed and Shlish or Pesach, Chatzi Hallel. We don't say the whole Hallel. Pesach is different than Sukkos. And the Gemara Masechta Erechin Daf Yud asked this question: why is it that Sukkos, the whole Yom Tov of Sukkos, we say the whole Hallel every single day. And Pesach, we only do it on the first day of Pesach. The second day is like the first day, but Yisod, it's only Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. And the Gemara says that the difference between Pesach and Sukkos is that Chag Chalikin B'Kol B'Naseyim, that means on Sukkos, every day, there was a different korban. So it has a shem of a yontif on its own. Each day is a different yontif because the korbanos are different. Whereas Pesach, we have the whole Pesach, the same korbanos. The first day is Sekeh, the Chol HaMoed, Shvi Yishei Pesach, the same korban. So in Mele, it's not Chalikim korban Eseyim. So therefore, we don't have to say Hallel Shulem, the whole Hallel, every day. A little bit later, Metashem, we'll try and understand what the Gemara is saying. Why is it relevant, the Kalbunus, to the din of Hallel? But first I just want to bring a shala, that the Das Torah, it's a Bijan Aruv, in Simon Tuf Peches, Sif Aleph, brings from the Shaila Meshif. And the Shal and Shoyim HaMeshiv is in Madira Tinyuna, Simon Chedik Dalet, Simon Kuf Lamatei. And the Shoyim HaMeshiv declares a Shal. If somebody forgot to say Hallel on the first day Yontif, or Hallel Shulam on the first day Yontif, and he reminds himself of Chol HaMoed. So he has a Shal, can he now say Hallel als Tashlumen? Because the din is that there are certain things in which you can be mashlim. Can you be mashlim the Hallel that you have forgotten to say? And he says, the Shenameshiv, that you cannot do that. And he brings a Rabbeinu Yaina. The Rabbeinu Yaina says that although there's Tashlumen on Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, if you didn't daven Machmas on Oynes, you can make Tashlumen. But on Musaf, there's no Tashlumen, because Tashlumen are only on Tfilas that are Rachmim. Musaf isn't a Tfilas, so Rachmim. There's no Tashlumen. So the Shoyim HaMeshiv says, similarly, there's no Tashlumen on Hallel. Hallel doesn't have Tashlumen. That means, if we analyze what he's saying, basically, he's that you could do Tashlumen from Chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed, for the Hallel that you'd missed on Yom Tov. But there's no din tashlumen on Hallel. In Agudah Shel Pesach, which came out a few years ago, in Beis Levi, it's known as the Briska Agudah, they bring there from Reb Chaim Briska that somebody had forgotten to say Hallel on the first day Pesach. And Reb Chaim Briska told him that he should say the whole Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach. One of the days of Chol HaMoed he remembered, and Reb Chaim Briska said, he should now say Chol HaMoed Pesach, he should say the whole Hallel. And he explained it. And he said like this. And then now we'll begin to understand how Reb Chaim understood the Gemara in Erech. And he said the following. He said, the Gemara says that On Sukkot you say every day Halul Shulam because it's Chalukim Mekabon Hasein, because they have a different call. Pesach, since it's not Chalukim Mekabon Hasein, you only say it on Yom Aluf the Pesach. And he explained that the Gemara means to say like this. On a Yom Tov, you have to say once during the Yom Tov, you have to say the whole Halul. Sukkot, each day, because it has a different carbon, each day is considered a different Yom Tov. Masha Enken, he says, Pesach, since it has the same carbon, it's all one Yom Tov. There's one Yom Tov of Pesach. So Memela, you only have to say Halal once. When do we say Halal? When do we say Halal Shulam, the whole of Halal? When I say Halal, I mean the whole Halal. When do we do that? We do it on the first day Pesach. So he said, but if you forgot it, so he says, so do it on Chol HaMoed. Because there isn't a din, it doesn't belong to the first day. There's a din that on Yom Tov you have to say once the whole Halal. So he says, Sukkot, each day Sukkot is a different Yom Tov. Chalukah Makab and Asayim. Each day needs its own Halal. Pesach, the whole of Pesach needs one Halal. Normally you'll do it the first day if you forgot. You have to do it the first day. If you forgot. So Melezazah, he's masking Kenzan Be'etzim with the Shoyle Meshiv, that there's no din Tashlimen on Halal. But he learns that it's not a tashlumen dikedin. Sadish mitashlimen. You say Halal on Chol HaMoed because Yom Tov of Pesach needs a Halal. It's mechayev Halal. If you didn't say it the first day, so you say it on Chol HaMoed. Obviously, the Shoyle Meshiv on the Shopkelan de Gemura, Shoyle Meshiv on the Shopkelan de Gemura, that Halal Yom Tov Rishon is mechayev Halal. And Chazal weren't kaveya chi of Halal on the rest of Yom Tov because it's not Chalukah Mekabon Hasein. So Memela there were only Mechay of Halal on Yom Tov Aleph. Now if you're going to say Halal on the other days Yom Tov, it could only be Halal Shulam. It could only be Betoyes Tashlumen because you forgot to say the whole Halal on the first day. On that he's Mechadish. There's no din Tashlumen on Halal. We had some Abisnah Ranga and Tifa in the Minyan. We saw the Gemara in Eirechem, that the Gemara says the reason why you don't say Halul Shulam on every day, Sukkot, is because it's not Chalukim Bekabin Esei.
Pesach.
On Pesach and Shulam. Shkoyach. The Bis Yosef, in Simon Tuf Tzadik, brings down the Shebaile Haleket. The Shebaile Haleket is in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet. And the Shebaile Haleket brings down this Gemara and Erechim, and then says another pshat, and brings a medrash harninu. Then a medrash it says, "Chenu nimatzu moitze, b'chol yemei zayin achag, unigoymer mesahalo. Avol bePesach ein unigoymer mesahalo, elo yom rishon veleiloi, velama Shmuel ben Abba Oma, b'mfoil lo yivcho al tismach, v'fi shenitvi boy hametzriim." Because the Mitzrayim were drowned in the Yamsuf. So Memeila, if we say Halal, it's a psageda of Minfoy la Yivcha al Tismach. And Memeila, that is why we don't say Halal on Pesach.
Ganz Halal.
Ganz Halal. Yeah, when I say Halal, whenever I say Halal, I mean the whole Halal. Chatzi Halal, we say every day. I just want to stop for a second, just to talk for a minute about the concept of Befoil Yivchu Al Tismach, because we find, on the contrary, the in Pusik said, Bavoid Rishuim Renu, in Shach in Yerideya, in Simon Shian Mem Hei, in the Mechab and Sif Hei, the Shach is on Sif Kutn Tes, the Shach says a Yisod, because there in Shechanoch it says that Arusha who dies is a misablinulav, not misablinim faket, it's a simcha. And the Shach says, but what about, what's his the medrash too says that before you don't say halal because mefoila yivchal tismach, and he explains that mefoila yivchal tismach means that you're happy that your enemy has died. He said, if the simcha that you have is nothing personal, but the simcha that you have is that the Arusha who was being koyes l'Hashem Yisburach, and that he was taken away from this world, and now the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't have kavayuchol the tzar of this Zerusha, he says, that's fine. That's Avoid Rishuim Rinna. But he says, a person has to be careful. He thinks he's happy for the Rabbi Nishan, but really, he's happy for himself. And as it says, Chazal B'chayshish, that if we were to say Halal on Shri Shal Pesach, that the halal that we would be saying wouldn't be because the Rabbani, the Rishuim, who were Kayas, the Rabbani Shleilim, were Nitva B'yamsif. No, the B'yusad of the halal would be that we're happy that the Mitzrayim, who inflicted pain on us, that they've been destroyed, that would already go into the Geda of Mephoyle Yivchu Altis. But Al Kapunim, the Shabbai La'aleket brings a new ta'am. In addition to the ta'am that the Gemara says of Chalikim B'kav Nesayim, the Shabbai La'aleket brings down a ta'am because Mephoyle Yivchu Altis. And the Pashtus is mashma from the Shabbai La'aleket, that the Gemara in Erechin and the Medrash are arguing, there's a machlokes, what the reason why we don't say halal. Now, according to what we saw from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim says that you could say halal the whole of Yontif, of Pesach. Now, the story that they bring down was that this person remembered on Chalamoyed that he hadn't said halal surely. And Reb Chaim told him to say halal now. But it could be, had he remembered on Shvi Shal Pesach, maybe Reb Chaim wouldn't have told him to say halal because of this medrash, where the medrash says that Shvi Shal Pesach, you shouldn't say halal because the foil ayivchu al tismach. In Yeshua's Yaakov and Simon Tov Tzadik, he learns differently than we've now said. And he learns that the Gemara in the Sech Erechen and the medrash are not arguing at all, and you need both reasons. And he explains it in the following way. He says there's two reasons why we say halal. There's one din, that we say halal on a nes. If a nes happened to Klal Yisrael, we say halal. Where do we find that? Chanukah. Chanukah is not a Yom Tov, but it's a din of halal, because the Eibishter made a nes. Peter, the Gemara asks why we don't say halal and gives terutzim, but why would you say halal? On the nes. He says, shvius. It wasn't a nes shvius. He says, we say halal shvius because it's a yontif. So he says, sukkos also, he says, it wasn't a nes, as in Emto. So we say halal because of yontif. So he says, so we've got two mechaivim, why we should say halal. Either we say halal because there was a nes, or we say halal because of Yom Tov. Now, Shvi Shal Pesach, l'chayra, there's two reasons why we would conceivably have to say halal. One, because it's a Yom Tov. And the other one, nes. Because of the nes. So he says, now each chazal are dealing with a different reason. He says, the Gemara Masechta Erechin says, why don't we say halal because of the din yontif? It's yontif. Why don't we say halal shulam? Because it's yontif. On them, the emphat de gemura. Because chalikim kol b'nosayim, einu chalikim kol b'nosayim. So the whole of Pesach gets one halal. It's, you don't need to say another halal shulam on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. He says the Medrash was looking at it from a different angle. In the Chanamba, because of yontif, yontif of Pesach, you already yotze your halal with yontif rishon. But what about the din of Ness? There's a din halal on Ness, and Yidden had a Ness that the Rabbi Nishlam was Kareya the Yamsuf. Of them of the Medrash, Befoila Yivchu Al Tismach. The Medrash says, since it's Befoila Yivchu Al Tismach, so there's no din halal for the Ness. So the Gemara and the Medrash complement one another, one is being mashlim the other. The one is giving you the reason why you don't say halal midin yontif, and the other one is giving the reason why you don't say halal midin nes. And both reasons are needed. But imke l'cha'ayra, you see from that midin yontif, the only reason why you don't say halal is because of en chalukim kol b'nosayim. But were it not for that reason, you would say halal midin yom tov. although Masa Yudat, although Mefoyle Yivcho Al Tismach, that's only a reason why you won't say Halul on the Ness. On the Ness, I don't say Halul because this Ness involved Mefoyle Yivcho Al Tismach. But if I'm saying Halul not because of the Ness, but I'm saying Halul because of the Yomtiv, so then you could say Halul, even Shvi'ish or Pesach. So that's why the Gemara Erichin has to give you a hakdam and has to say no. Al Yomtiv, there's no din halul because it's en chalukim mekabel nesei. Oy bazoi lechayra. It could be the Reb Chaim's briskus psak that you could say halul for the Yomtiv when you didn't say halul on the first day Yomtiv would be even on Shvi'ish or Pesach. Because we see from this Yeshua Siyankiv that Yeshua Siyankiv learns that the real that Masa Yud Mefaila Yivcho Al Tismach is only a reason not to say Halul for the Ness, but it's not a reason not to say Halul for Yontif. So if you didn't say the first day Yontif, so the Yontif is being Mechayiv you to say Halul. If the Yontif is being Mechayiv you to say Halul, you could do that Shvi'ish or Pesach as well. God, the story was a Chol HaMoed, but it could be, he would have said the same thing on Shvi'ish or Pesach. I got to do. It's very interesting that in Mishnah Rabban, from Agur Rabban Kotler, he says, Mamish, the same words in as the Yeshua Siyankiv and Chayda Gimel Simon Aleph. It's almost his word for word. Obviously, he didn't see the Yeshua Siyankiv, but he was Mechavim to exactly the same Yisod, but there's two dinim, two reasons why you say Halal, one Mishim Yomtif and one Mishim Nes. The Gemara in Erechin is talking about the Yomtif and the Gemara in, and the Medrash Hanini is talking about the Nes. Now, there's a well-known Terezuav in Siman Tov Tzadik. Chabad says, Ein Gomrin HaHalal V'Chol HaMoed Pesach. You don't say the whole Halal V'Chol HaMoed Pesach. Says the Terezuav, Mepnei Shebezayin Shal Pesach, Nitvi ha-Mitzriyim. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'asa Yudai, Toivim v'yam, Atem Omrim Shira? That's slightly different than the Medrash. The Medrash says, Befoyle Yivchu al Tismach, and the Terezuv is beside the Gemurah and Megillah and Sanhedrin, which talks about the Meluch, Bikshi, Melach, Ashur, Slaim, Ashira, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ma'asa Yudai, Toivim V'yam, V'atem Oimrim Shira. So the Terezuv compares that din, because the Gemara only talks about the Meluchim. But the Terezuv says that just like the Rabbi Nishloim didn't want the Meluchim to say Shira, so the Meila, who are then Kal Yisrael, shouldn't say Hal. And this is a vote from Pitchel of Elojna. I'm stopping for a goodness on the slide. Pitchel of Elojna says like this, that the Gemara talks about the Meluchim. He talks there about the Kasha because he even did say Shiva. Az Yusha. So he says like this. There was once a Yid, there was a Musa. He was a Musa. I think he was a Mushal. It was a Yid and Musa. He used to be Maisa people, and they had terrible tzuras in the town. They had terrible tzuras from the sea. Shekel chatzuras. And then, as gestolen. So there was a big simcha. Their troubles are finished. Then they heard that in the next town, they also were making a simcha. So the roof of the town went to the other town. He said, why are you making a simcha? Lelani, a yid died. He says, Bishleima for us. He said, it's a simcha because he masad us. So it was a simcha. He said, what's a simcha? What's it a simcha ba'ach? What's fiti a simcha? The masa yid died after you should be misabu. The bits of the Balajna gesagt, Yidin, litten tzuras in Mitzrayim. The Rabbi Nishleim helped them, and it was Tavei Mitzrayim Bayam. They said Shira. He says, oh, but the Meluchim? He says, what's some zaitse zogun Shira? Masa yud, the Tavim Bayam. Batam omrim Shira. Of Al Kapunim, back to our Imam. So the Terezuv now introduces and says the reason why we don't say Halul, whole Halul on Shvi'ish or Pesach, he says is because Ma'asa Yud Toivim B'Yam. He then goes on, he says, but what about Chol HaMoed? Why don't we say on Chol HaMoed, whole Halul, Ma'asa Yud Toivim B'Yam, was on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What was Chol HaMoed? So he says, Kivan Shebezayin Ein Gomenin Oisai, Gam B'Chol HaMoed Ein Gomenin Oisai, Shelo Yehei Udif Meyontav Achren. It would be inappropriate to say the whole of Halal on Chol HaMoed and half Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So the Tirei Zohar says, so therefore, we only say on Chol HaMoed half Halal. That means like this. But at Sam, we should be saying on Chol HaMoed the whole Halal. But Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we can't say the whole Halal because Master, you did the Tavim V'yam, Atamam V'mshira. So therefore, we only say half Halal on Chol HaMoed.
It's a reasonable answer.
Very reasonable. But L'chayla L'Rishiyas Yankiv ain't Tzayrich L'zeh. Because the Rishiyas Yankiv says that we have two elements. We have the Gemura that's talking about the Yom Tov, and we have another Shala. What about Shvi'i Shel Pesach Mekayach Nes? But Mekayach on Chol HaMoed, according to the Rishiyas Yankiv, there's no reason to say the whole Halal because the Nes of Atam Amim of Kriyas Yam Sof was on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Mekayach Din Yom Tov, it's Ein Chalikim Bekalben Aseim. So the Chayru we see that the Tira Zuav is arguing with the Yeshus Yankim, the Tira Zuav holds it's a machloikus. There's two different reasons why we don't say halal on the whole halal only on the first day Pesach. The Gemara Neirichin learns that the reason that we don't say halal is because chalukim mekaben aseyem, and the Gemara doesn't hold that there's a chiyuv mitzad nes. The other reason that we're bringing of Master Yudha Tovim V'yam V'atam Omim Shir is a reason on its own. That's only a reason for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. For Chol HaMoed we taka don't have a reason. And on that he says a Svura, this Makal from the Svura, Zamaril, that Chol HaMoed cannot have a bigger Halal than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So yet's Kim Tosazoy. According to the way that Tirezuv Atugilav the Medrash, it would seem like this: the Be'emes Mekayach Din Yontif, you should be saying a halal, a whole Yontif, including Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And the Medrash doesn't hold of this svura of Einu Chalikim Kavan Esay. But there is a Kepeda, you mustn't say halal Shvi'i Shel Pesach because Ma'asayu Detavim Be'yam. So therefore, even Medin Yontif is no halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, because you're not meant to say, it's inappropriate to say halal when Ma'aseh Yudai Tavim B'yam. So Memela is according to the Tam of the Medrash, and the Chanam Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you couldn't say Metam. If you had forgotten to say the first day Yom Tov, you couldn't say on Shvi'i Shel Pesach Halal Shulam, because there's a kepeda not to say Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, because Ma'aseh Yudai Tovim V'yam V'atem Oymrim Shira. Ma'aseh Enkein, it's according to the Shias Yankiv, we don't find there's any kepeda not to say halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. The Medrash is only giving you a reason why there weren't kaveya halal al anes. Mitzad halal on the Yom Tov, there's no necessity to say it on either Chol HaMoed or Shvi'i Shel Pesach, because you've already been yotze with the halal that you said on Pesach, and then the Chanama, mitzad tashlimin, you could do it even on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Now, according to Tirezuv, it could be that on Chol HaMoed, Chazal weren't masakin to say halal in order that it shouldn't be more, better than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But possibly, if I'm not saying the halal because of Chol HaMoed, but I'm saying Chol HaMoed, I'm saying the halal because of Yom Tov Rishon, so then if it's a Tashlimin Dikedin, for sure I would have, if you learn like the Yeshus Yankim, it's Tashlimin, I would have thought you could zichah say it on Chol HaMoed. If it's Medin Yom Tov, where Reb Chaim learned, Yashludin. It's a very interesting thing I found. In Sefer Mama Mordechai, he brings that in his Kehillah, he was in a town called Kapintratz, he says they had a nest that happened to that town on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. There's a nest on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And they were masakin, tkuna, that they should say the whole of Halal without a brucha, because of the nest that happened to that town. And the Mama Malcha said, "Befoyle yivchol al tismach." You mustn't say halal shulam on Shvi'ish or Pesach, because it's a zman of when there's a kaida not to say halal, because mefoyle yivchol al tismach. So we see, and maybe he held even without the bruch is irrelevant on that. The saying halal is wrong, even though you're not saying halal because of Pesach. You're saying halal for a completely different reason. But in the zman of when the ayif, damals you're not allowed to say halal. So the chayla, we see that he held that the Gemara and the Medrash have a machlokes, and the Medrash has a kpeda not to say halal, and that kpeda is even if you're saying it for a different reason, you mustn't say halal. But the chayla, you could say that the Minig HaMukim maybe was gebayt because they held us over the Yeshiyas Yankiv. But the Yeshiyas Yankiv learned that the reason why you Masa Yudha Tavim Beyam or Mefayla Yivcha Al Tismach is only a reason why they weren't Kaveya the Halal Al Hanes. But if you're saying Halal for Yontif, there is no Kapeda of Mefayla Yivcha Al Tismach. He Adin, if you're saying Halal because of the Nes that happened to that town, you can do it because you're not saying halal. It's not, the Medrash is only giving you a reason why halal wasn't nikval anes. But if you're saying halal for a different reason, you can do that even on Shvi Shal Pesach. I do the Rav Shlomo Simson with an interesting yediya. What is the yontov of Shvi Shal Pesach about? Pashtus, Yedu was Shvi Shal Pesach, Kriyas Yamsev. What was Kriyas Yamsev? Mitzvim, fell into the Yamsev. I mean, if you, like the Torah, the Yosh Hashem, the Yom Yisusul, we have Mitzray, the Yais Yisusul, the Mitzray, Mesa Sfas Hayom. There's a Yimesha Chochma, he talks about the Bnei Yisrael are different than the Ummas HaOlam. Says the Ummas HaOlam are kaveya on the Yom Simcha when they defeated the enemy. And he says, Klal Yisrael don't have Yomim Tovim that the enemy was defeated. The Klal Yisrael's Yontif is that the Ribbono Shel Olam saved them. So he says, Pesach, the Yontif of Pesach, is a Yontif on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the Yontif of Pesach. He says, the Yontif of Pesach isn't that the Ribbono Shel Olam punished the Mitzrayim. Of course, in Haguda we talk about this because this is the way that we came out of Mitzrayim. B'yod Chazuka Etzuni Hashem in Mitzrayim. All the Esam Makas were goyim to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for taking us out of Mitzrayim. But the Etzam Yontif is on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zukta Meshech Chochma, and the same thing is on Shvi Shal Pesach. The Yontif of Shvi Shal Pesach is to we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that he was Kareya the Yamsuf and took us through the Yamsuf, and the Mela we were able to get out of Mitzrayim. He says the fact that the Mitzrayim were killed in the Yamsuf is all because, so we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that we were saved. It was the method of saving us, because otherwise they would have come out on the other side and they would have waged the war against Klal Yisrael. But the simcha of Shvi Shal Pesach is not on the Tvias Yisrael b'Yamsuf. And he says, the Tvias Mitzrayim b'Yamsuf. And he says, and that's the pshat in the Medrash, that you don't say, Halal Shvi Shal Pesach Meshim Mefoil or Yivchu Al Tismach. So he's l'chayda saying a chiddish, that although the Medrash is talking about Halal, the Medrash doesn't only mean halal, the Medrash means that the whole yontif of Shvi Shal Pesach is not based on Benfoila Yivchu, because Benfoila Yivchu al Tismach, our simcha is that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, was created the Yamsuf. But the interesting is, as in Ibn Ezra, when he talks about Shvi Shal Pesach, he says, "Vayom Hashvi, he yoyim tvias paroi kasha afalish." The yoyim Shvi, the yontiv of Shvi Shal Pesach, is the yontiv of tvias paroi. And that would be mashma, that the yontif is based on the bavoid reshuim rinu, is based, although you don't say halal, possibly, because mefoyle yivcho al tismach, or the masir tzvi in b'yam, but the etzem yontif is on tzvi's parah. But the masa, chagitofen, perhaps a middle way between the two days, and that's in Sepulna. In Sepulna, in Parshas Re'eh, he says, v'yoyim ha-shvi atzeres, and this is the illusion of the Sepulna, netzi bo yisrul yachtav, la'voidas ha-keil yisale, v'shuri lo yishvi, v'shvi shal chag ha-maktzis, v'fikach nekadish oise ha-yoyim, v'leisase melucha, ki lila zeh lo yhoi ha-shvi yikudish klau, kimoishi inyum b'chag ha-sikis, she'en ha-shvi shiloi mikir kodesh. The seventh day of Sukkot isn't a yontif. We have a separate yontif of Shmini Atzeres, which is a regel b'fnei atzmai, but yontif of Sukkot is the first day, and then we have only chalamoyit. Pesach, the yoyim ha-shvi, is a yontif. Says the Sepona, what's the yontif of yoyim ha-shvi? So the Sepona says, because on the Yom HaShvi, when we went out to Mitzrayim, we became closer to Hashem Yisburach. Because the Yidin said Shira, that brought them to a Madrega of Dveikis and Hashem Yisburach, that because of that Dveikis to Hashem Yisburach, we have a Yontif. So he's not learning, like the Meshech Chochma learns, that the Yontif is the Yontif of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because he learns that's Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach. He says, and it's not... He also doesn't learn like Eben Ezra, it's Yom Tevias Paroi, but he says the Yontif of Shvi Shal Pesach is because it's the day when we came closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. By Yom Sin, as I stated, Rasa Shivcha Layam, Mashallah Yeru Echeskel, Ben Bizi, Yidin got a gewaldige Madrega of Devekis in Hashem Yisburach, and that Devekis in Hashem Yisburach is a reason why we celebrate the Yontif of Shvi Shal Pesach. Yeah.